So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
What's up, Deep Divers? Thank you for joining me for another episode of Deep Dive Musings. My name is Adam Roa. I am your host. We are going to dive into my mind, what's on my mind right now. And what's most present for me right now is life force energy, mojo, if you will. And my buddy Ryan was over the last few days and we were hanging out and we were creating music. And that kind of came to be because I woke up one morning and I said to him, hey, dude, let's be creative today. Like, let's create. And so we thought we were going to go around and film stuff and we were going to maybe take photos and things like that. And I didn't know what it was going to look like. And so we were driving around and we just started turning the camera on ourselves, talking, having conversation. And then the idea came to be, maybe we go interview other people. Interview people on the street and get tapped into what's going on in the collective right now. Because, you know, I do admit to living in a bit of a bubble, not just the fact that I'm in Encinitas and surrounded by a ton of hippies, but also the feedback loop that I'm in with my content. So if I put out a podcast or if I put out a video, most of the people who are following me because they like my stuff. And then so if I put it out, they're going to leave comments about how much they like the stuff. That's kind of this feedback loop. And I don't have too much access to people who are not in that feedback loop unless I go looking for them because they're not looking for me. And this is important for all of us because I think having some form of access, having some form of feedback with people who are not just in your same frequency, love what you love and live where you live and watch what you watch. Having access to something outside of what's normal for you is really crucial. It's really valuable because I believe in this alchemy of energy. I believe that when I meet you, you and I exchange energetic frequency, code, vibration, whatever we want to call it. And because I will never have met anyone like you before, you are unique. When we meet each other, the effect you have on my vibratory signature is completely unique. Almost like a video game where it's like, let me go and meet this person who gives me this magic key, and then I'm going to go take it to this person who gives me this magic potion, and we all have medicine for each other, and it's completely unique. And so the medicine that's available to us outside of our typical feedback loops is perhaps even more valuable, right? Perhaps even more valuable because it's so much more rare. You actually, it's like going on a quest. You have to go searching for it. And so Ryan and I decided we're going to go and just find someone, see who pops up in our space and just have a conversation. And when we were thinking about what interests us right now, what's the conversation that we find in our own lives, like that we're involved in, that we were discussing with each other already, and three things come up. Right now, the three things that are most prevalent for me energetically are creativity, abundance, and sexual energy. And while this topic of conversation, right, people are talking about money all the time, people are talking about sex and sexual energy and the dynamics between men and women, and also people are talking about creating. You know, you can't go on Facebook right now without people talking about their MLM that they're doing or their coaching program that they're offering or the business that they're starting. Like, creativity is all over the place right now. And the funny thing about these three energies, abundance, creative, and sexual, is they're all tied together. They come from the same place. It's creation energy. It's life force energy. And what do I mean by that? I mean, sexual energy is literally the energy of creation, right? It's how we create life. Creativity is the expression of creation out into the world. We are creating from nothing, creating life in the form of an idea or a painting or what I'm speaking right now. And then abundance energy is the energy of sustaining life, abundance of food, abundance financially, which represents the ability to live for so many people. It's the ability to feed ourselves, feed our family, have security, have a place to live. It's how we sustain life. And so they're all tied together. It's life force energy. And while they are all tied together, they can be nuanced, right? We can separate them into these three different categories within the greater umbrella. And I was curious to observe if the random person that we found would know that it's all the same energy. Because when it's all the same energy, you kind of flow within it in a different way than if you think they're all separate. Okay, that's why that's important. And so we met someone at a restaurant and asked if we could interview her, and she said yes. And the question I asked was, if you were to rate from least connected to most connected, sexual, creative, and abundance energy, which one do you feel least connected to most connected to? And she said she felt connected most to creative energy, and then sexual energy, and then she felt least connected to abundance energy. Because that was a piece, this financial piece for her that she hadn't yet figured out. She hadn't figured out how to navigate that. And so what's funny is creative energy was what both Ryan and I felt most connected to. Next, for me personally, was abundance energy. And then least connected was sexual energy. And that's shown up in my life in exactly that way, meaning I felt most connected to creative energy. And so I've been creating for years now, just creating and creating. And then abundance energy, if you've been following this podcast or following me online for a while, then you know there was a period where I was really diving into abundance. And it coincided a lot with moving into the house I live in now in Encinitas and having all of my scarcity get triggered. And this podcast, the musings I was doing at that time, there was one I think called The Art of Receiving. And the podcasts are almost like this audio journal where I could go back and see, wow, okay, I was really focused on abundance here. And so I got really connected to abundance. And then, as you probably know, I've been on this journey of sexual healing and sexual energy and tantra and really exploring that. And that's been the most recent exploration. That's the most recent place I've gone on this adventure of life. And so I currently am navigating that, but feel less mastery over that than I do the creative and the abundance energies. And so this woman feeling most connected to the creative energy, I asked her, hey, so why do you feel most connected to your creative energy? And she said, well, I love to create, especially dance. I love to dance and I love to be creative. I said, well, how do you dance? How does that show up? She said, sometimes I'll get off of work and I'll go and I'll dance for 4 or 5 hours. I said, whoa, you really do love to dance. That's amazing. And then I asked her, well, if you feel least connected to your abundance energy, what do you do that makes you feel abundant? She goes, oh. She had to really think about it for a while. She had to think, I guess I take baths sometimes, and sometimes I'll go and buy like a new pair of shoes and I feel abundant then. I said, okay, great. How often are you taking baths? Because I want to move away from needing to spend the money to feel abundant. So, but baths are something that you can do all the time. How often do you take a bath? She said, not not very often. She really couldn't even remember the last time she took one. And I said, why not? She said, well, I only really have the time, you know, if I get off early from work, and that doesn't happen too often. It's like, wait a second, hold on. You only have time to take a 20 or 30 minute bath if you get off early from work, but you will get off of work some days and go and dance for hours, for 4 or 5 hours if you've gotten off early for work. So this concept, when I even just reflected that back to her, she had her mind blown. She was like, oh my goodness. And it really brought present for me this common theme, which is the kind of the chicken or the egg, right? Do we feel least connected to one of these energies just because, and as a result, we don't put a lot of time into it because we feel least connected? Or are we least connected because we're not putting a lot of time into it? And I'm not sure that that question actually even matters, to be honest with you. I think what matters is to start by having the awareness, because awareness gives us choice. So we ask the question, which am I least and most connected to between those three energies? Most people, in my experience, would be most connected to their creative energies. It's not all people, but most people would be connected to their creative energies, because creative energy is perceived as being safer because you can do it by yourself. You can draw by yourself, you can sing by yourself, you can dance by yourself, you can outline business ideas by yourself. And so there's less vulnerability needed, in the same way that with abundance, there's often an exchange with someone paying you, if it's coming down to financial, and it's not all financial, but I'm just gonna refer to it as financial. And then with sexual energy, while there is a aspect of this, there's an aspect of this that is very much something you can cultivate on your own. Most people think of sexual energy and they think of a partner. There's someone else involved. And so creative energy is often seen as the safest, as Ryan was pointing out to me as well. And so people can feel connected to that. And then when it comes to the abundance or the sexual energy, those will often be the one that people feel least connected to. And so the question to ask yourself after you've ranked them and you've gotten clear on what you feel least connected to, what are you doing to become more connected to it? Think about it as a relationship. You have a relationship with each of these energies. What are you doing to strengthen the relationship to the one that you feel least connected to? And maybe that looks like abundance energy, and the thing that you can think of that makes you feel abundant is taking a bath. Great. Instead of once a month, can you even up that to once a week? Can you maybe get splurge and spend, you know, $10 on some bath bombs or bubble bath or essential oils or salts or whatever to up the level of abundance? Light a candle that smells really good. Put on some music that makes you feel abundant and create an abundant experience that you know that you're going to have at least once a week. If it's sexual energy that you feel least connected to, like I have, then the exploration becomes, okay, I'm going to sexual healing. I'm scheduling time to work on cultivating sexual energy, whether that is by myself, through not even necessarily masturbation, but even just like physical touch, getting in touch with my body, just like touching different places on my body. Or whether that's with my partner, Azria, and just creating the space for more intentional cultivation of sexual energy. So it's not just sex, but intimacy. And putting myself out into experiences that might be at my edge, right? Which many of you know, if you follow me on Facebook, there's a Facebook Live that went pretty crazy, that people seemed to enjoy about the tantric hand job I got. And you can find that on Facebook if you don't know what I'm talking about. But the exploration of my sexual energy, I've done consciously and intentionally, and I've seen results. And that's the starting place, okay? We don't need to know what it's going to look like at the end of the road when it's all healed and we feel so fully connected. No, we just get to create awareness about which aspects of our life force energy, and that's the key, it's all the same. And so one overlaps with the other. They all overlap, meaning as you focus on one, you bring the others up as well. And what happens is we are only as strong as our weakest link. And so if you feel super connected to your abundance energy, let's say, because I've met people who are super connected to abundance energy and who don't feel creative at all. They don't feel connected to their creativity. And they can make more money and make more money and make more money, but their overall life force energy, how they feel in life, will be only as strong as their weakest link. Similarly, for me, when the weakest link at one point was abundance energy, I focused on it for a while and that came up, and then the weakest link became sexual energy, and that's my current focus. What I feel most connected to, my creativity, that's happening on its own. I don't have to really think about that. I feel so connected to it that it's part of my life. And similarly, the one you feel most connected to is probably a regular part of your life. And so focus on what you're least connected to, build that up, and that may slinky, going back to the slinky effect, that might slinky forward, and now something else becomes the weak link, and we just keep building and building and building and slinking forward. So start there. Start there and see the shifts that will happen in your life as a result of your intentional focus. That's the game we're in. We're the creators of our reality. Through our intention and our focus, we flow energy in certain directions, and we create a toroidal field that comes back to us through feedback, and we strengthen these areas of ourselves. And as we become stronger and have a more developed relationship with the different energies in ourselves, we will see that reflected in our external reality. That's how it works. That's the game we're in. And so I encourage you to start simply by asking the question, which do I feel least connected to? Which do I feel most connected to? Sexual, abundance, creative energies. And now what can I do to get more connected to the one that I'm least connected to? Simple, but not easy. Just like life. Thank you for listening. You are very much appreciated. Thanks for being on the journey. You are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.